LOA Parks Recreation Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. It is 5:31 PM.
Good evening, everyone. We can call the meeting to order and call the roll. Angela Kowalczyk-Adrians.
Here.
Jerry Fowler.
Here.
Ryan Hallberg.
Here.
Michael Borowski.
Here.
Mark Seidel is here. Trustee Rob Atwood.
Here.
And Jason Matwig
is excused.
Is excused. All right. I would look for a motion to modify or adopt the agenda.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? We have a agenda. Approval of the February 28th, 2023 minutes or modifications.
Move to approve. As is.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Minutes are approved. Public appearances.
Sir? Can I get your full name, please, and your address?
My name is Raymond Maxwell. I live at 713 Simonette Street. And first of all, I want to say something about the Y and Broadview Park situation. I didn't hear about the memorandum of understanding until we had a meeting. There was a meeting announced at it. And so I went home and I looked at the minutes and I see that it was passed by the full board in December, the memorandum of understanding. It didn't have who voted yes or no on it. It just had an indication that you went into non-public meeting and you must have discussed it and came out and voted on it. So I want to make a comment about that. A year ago, the city of De Pere caught a rumor that St. Norbert College was interested in purchasing Wilson Park, which is a 1-acre park, kind of downtown De Pere, and the park committee at that time took a look at it and they researched it and they decided that this 1-acre park was more valuable to the city as a park than as a housing for St. Norbert College. Never got to the board, and St. Norbert College obviously got wind of it and decided against it. Doing it. As I understand it, we're going to give 17 acres of inner village green space to the YMCA. The press, whether it's right or wrong, reported that we were going to turn over the deed to this property to the YMCA. And that means that it's no longer or will no longer be a part of Alloway in the future. And first of all, I think that giving up 17 acres of green space in the village is the wrong thing to do. And so I'm here to express that dissatisfaction with the memorandum of understanding. I'm going to continue to come to this meeting and board meetings and continue to advocate against it. Now, I don't know what's going to happen because it is a memorandum of understanding and I was informed that there is a possibility that it can eventually go away. So that's my concern here. And that's why I'm here.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate that.
Any other public appearances or emails or anything like that?
I received nothing.
All right. Moving on to announcements.
First announcements, Fox Wolf Watershed Cleanup will be held Saturday, May 6th. And this is a annual event that actually is undertaken throughout the entire watershed of the Fox River and the Wolf Rivers. In Alloway, we have volunteers that'll be cleaning up at four sites. Four locations, Wheezy Park, Kiwanis Park, Optimist, and East Lawn Park. And for those that are interested or for more information or signing up, you can go to trashfreewaters.org. Next announcement, grant updates. Wanted to just give a quick update on where we're sitting with our grants. As I had mentioned, I believe last meeting, we did receive the DNR Urban Forestry grant in the amount of $17,783, and that's for tree planting. We also received, I believe I sent a message to the committee, that we received the Wisconsin Coastal Management grant in the amount of $30,000, and that grant is a partnership grant with Alloway, City of Green Bay, Bellevue, Ledgeview, DePere, New Water, the Nature Conservancy, and Wisconsin Sea Grant, and that's for the purposes of hiring a consultant to create a master plan to identify and provide solutions for flooding that would affect the East River Trail. So we'll be working with that. I'll be working with Angela and her team on that. Thank you very much for helping us out with that. Third grant, and I'll pass this over to Angela. Any information on the new water tree planting grant?
Yeah, no, we're just waiting for U.S. Forest Service to make announcements on who got funded. It was originally supposed to be announced in February, and then last I followed up with them, they said, okay, you should hear by the end of April. Well, we're approaching the end of April, and I haven't heard anything yet, so yeah, they're a little late on that. So hopefully as soon as I hear something, I'll let you know.
Good. No, thank you very much. Sure. And any help, especially with the tree planting, any help we can get financially because of replacements of ash trees and, you know, that we had removed throughout the community, that would really help. So good. Thank you very much with that. Mm-hmm.
Information, update, discussion items on projects.
YMCA project, actually I'll pass this one over to Trustee Atwood, if you wouldn't mind giving us a little bit of update on what you know or any information with that.
Continued conversations, a lot of funding's got to be raised. I believe the number that the Y uses is 65% of the approximate $35 million has to be raised before they'll dip into their own financing options. So I'm not aware of any donors yet that have made any contributions based on my last meeting. I did have an opportunity to tour the Y in Crown Point, which is one of their premieres. It's not the granddaddy, but my takeaway from that one was I was most impressed with the programming that they had in there. They had Youth Development 1, Youth Development 2, all the way through 8. Those courses included anything from putting stickers in books to building electrical currents in a shop class. That shop class and what they call their no-bake food class, they can't schedule enough courses to keep them. I mean, they fill up. They're 4-week courses and they just fill up and the kids just eat it up, pun intended. So lots of community involvement, the whole works. So There is no pen to paper on an architectural design yet. They've decided that, you know, they'll wait to see where the funding comes from before they start investing in architectural, which is very, very expensive to have done. You don't want to just start scratching on paper and throwing it away. But they work with a couple of different groups that they're not new, you know, to the design process of it. So, you know, it'll be interesting. We've had one town hall, or we've had one town hall meeting that was held here. Lots of great questions were thrown out at that. There was talk about another town hall being scheduled 8 to 10 weeks from
something
now.
Like that,
yeah, there was no reason to schedule another one any sooner than that, because no further real solid information will be known until the Y goes through some of their board meetings and they go from there. That's the update.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks for that. Park projects and maintenance. I wanted to give the committee some updates on some of our projects. This one right here. Green Isle Fitness Zone is open. We have all the equipment installed at Green Isle, and signage was installed this week. So the first day after we had it installed, I was down there, and there were four people using it already. So we've gotten many positive comments on social media on that. So I think that was a great addition to our park system. So Optimus Park gazebo, that gazebo has been ordered. We're expecting delivery of that midsummer. Staff will be installing that. We're expecting completion later summer, early fall on that. And the location of that is at Optimus Park on the south side of the park, south side of the slough. Kind of the more passive area of the park. So, Riverview Park sign, new park sign for Riverview Park. Plan the delivery on that is mid-May, so we'll get that installed as soon as we get that delivered. Alternate trail signage for the Resch Family East River Trail. We did receive those signs. We have them in now, so we'll be installing those along the trail and in some other areas. To provide alternate routing if we have any flooding issues for that. So, the Kiwanis parking lot project, still working with the consultant. We're working with Mead and Hunt on that. So we're working on designs and specs currently. Planned construction for that would be during the fall of this year, with a completion like mid-November, to give contractors a completion in mid-November. We're likely will get better pricing by giving them, you know, working later, a little bit later into the year, and giving those contractors a little bit of leeway with regards to the project. Usually with these type of projects, they we give them a time frame, but once they start, they've got X amount of days to complete it, so they don't drag it out, type of thing. So let's see, maintenance items that our staff's working on right now. Spring, busy time of year, everybody wants everything right now, seems like. Working on parks and facilities, opening restrooms, buildings, things like that. Park cleanups, cleaning up throughout the parks. We did have this past Sunday, scouts were in at Green Isle Park in that area helping us with cleanup. And then, like I said, we have coming up the Fox Wolf Watershed cleanup. So working on athletic fields, doing repairs on ball diamond soccer fields and getting those prepped. We've got teams itching to use them, already using them. So working on getting those up. Probably our most pressing item this spring was getting the pickleball courts open for our users. As soon as we had that 80-degree week, they wanted to be out there, and I totally get it. So yeah, we've installed the nets there and the tennis courts as well. So getting that up, and Looking to get the kayak launches out on the rivers here in the next few weeks as we are starting to warm up. And then our typical, the grass is growing, so we're starting to cut grass and getting that stuff taken care of, and then transitioning into tree planting here in the next few weeks. We've got 65 to 80, you know, trees that we're planting, whether it's at residents along the streets or within our park systems. So a lot of work going on with that. So the guys are doing a great job, but trying to get things done while the sun shines, as they say. So.
And there's, you know, there's proof that those retention ponds are working in terms of water clarity and quality. I mean, I've just on Sunday, mid-morning, I saw some guy at by the tennis courts in Green Isle Park, him and his wife, just fishing. I've seen him out there often. Spot an 8-inch perch he pulled out of there.
Oh, no kidding.
A perch. Yeah, it was just like...
Secret spot, or...
I don't know. Right. Well, hopefully I didn't give it away. You'll see 20 people there tomorrow. So. Mm-hmm. No, but I mean, when's the last time that perch? You know, I mean, I've heard of it before,
right,
but
right.
I've never seen it, and now, you know.
No, and all the groups, you know, the groups that we're working with, you know, on that East River watershed projects,
right.
You know, just trying to clean that river way up and stuff, and
it's working.
It's starting to work.
Well, that one tour we had, that when we had a fisheries presentation, I was surprised by how many different species of fish are actually in the East
right.
River.
Yeah.
Quite
yeah.
a lot.
Right. Yeah.
It's I wish I could remember the number they said. Do you remember the number that he said of how many different species?
I don't recall.
I don't,
yeah.
but it was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you. Moving on to number 7, discussion of memorial gardens.
Take one of those and pass them around. I gave you the wrong one. There you go. This item came up several meetings ago. Ryan had, we're talking about memorial benches in our parks and memorial tree program. And Ryan brought up the idea of possible memorial gardens as an option, you know, in the village as well. We thought we'd discuss that, brought some ideas from some other organizations and cities of what they've done, and just kind of get the ball rolling and see if it's something that we would want to look at doing in the future, you know, and if so, you know, where we would want to look, you know, how we would go about it, and, you know, making sure that it's a, you know, a classy situation if we go that direction. We don't want to, you know, start to do something and then not, you know, have it reflect what, you know, the people that put the money into it, you know, are expecting, that type of thing. So, Ryan, you know, do you have anything to add? You want to start the conversation?
Sure. Not too much more to add, really. Like you mentioned, it came out of the meeting where we had a resident suggest that we were getting too many benches in our parks, because that was kind of the only thing that we had that we could use as a memorial. And I just knew about the St. Norbert Memorial Garden, and brick engraving's a simple way, I'll say, to memorialize someone without, you know, taking up too much space or ruining the landscape, you know, the look of green space and such. You know, whether, you know, it's a simple memorial walk or we actually surround it with a garden, you know, I'm not sold one way or the other, just because I realize a garden requires much more upkeep and cost. You know, my honest opinion is I wouldn't want to set something up that's going to cost the village a lot more. You know, that wasn't really my thought. So whatever we come up with, I'd want to be able to maintain with the donations only from the memorials versus, you know, using village funds for it. So I guess, Chris, do you have any idea of what cost for upkeep of a garden is?
Yeah, well, it depends. You know, you can go anywhere from a low to no maintenance type of a garden situation. Size would have you know, have some influence on that as well. You know, types of plantings, if you know, if you have that. Biggest thing I think would be, you know, making sure that anything, especially bricks, that they're long lasting. You know, I don't have a lot of knowledge on this or experience, so I don't know, you know, if there's a certain type of brick that usually gets utilized that, you know, can weather, withstand the weather, things like that. I do know, in addition to these two locations, the Miracle Leg actually has a small brick memorial over here at Optimus Park, where they've got behind the bleachers by the Ball Diamond there. There's a circle that they have, you know, have memorial bricks in there. I've reached out to them. I haven't heard back, you know, on how their program runs, you know, with that. You know, from a cost perspective, I agree. You know, I don't want to put something in that's too elaborate or that would, you know, tax our staff when it comes to, you know, maintenance or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a current policy? You're right. I mean, I walk a lot and I see a lot of benches and little stakes and whatever. What are we currently?
Right. Currently, we have a couple of memorial items, like you said, the benches. The committee, I don't know, a few meetings ago, I don't recall how long ago it was, but we discussed the bench concerns with the numbers, and we looked at kind of designating sites within the parks so that we can limit the numbers, you know, going into the future on those. We also increased the cost to the donor to reflect our increase in the cost to us. And then we also have a memorial tree planting program. And actually this year we've received quite a few, around about 4 or 5 different memorial tree requests. Those are about half the price of what the benches are. And the benches are right around $900,000, and the trees are $400 to $500, I believe it is, and that. So, you know, from a policy perspective, you know, we've kind of started to limit the benches, especially, and that, and looking at other avenues that might be an option for individuals.
So if we had a garden, would there be a purpose to it other than to be a memorial garden? Like, for example, the one at St. Norbert, I think it's like a little reading area. I know there's one at Notre Dame Academy, and it's for deceased family members of students and alumni and so forth. I know Resurrection has one, and it's around the bell tower kind of thing. Where would we... Would we do it and have like a little library or, you know, like an outdoor reading area or something? Or?
Right. I mean, all that's, you know, for discussion. I would assume that we probably want to at least have one or two benches in there, you know, kind of sit and reflect. Or those little libraries would be a nice mm-hmm. touch. But yeah, I mean, as far as what goes in, it can be as big or small as we want it. And kind of depends on what kind of donations come in. We cannot continuously kind of add to it as people donate. Maybe somebody wants to donate a bench to put into the garden area, you know, for example. You know, and then where are we going to put it is the other big question, right?
I had the great honor of serving as president of Green Bay Country Club when this issue reached a head. And we decided that we kind of, from that point forward, donations of trees were anonymous. Unless someone wanted to give us a whole lot of money, we're not going to name a bridge after them. It just got to be, everybody had their certain, they wanted to be here or whatever.
Right.
And it got kind of unwieldy. So now it kind of goes into a fund. If someone's put a tree up, they put a tree up. A couple people have had deceased buddies, and they get together and they raise a few thousand bucks and they put up a bunch of trees. But it's pretty much determined by the club what's needed, where it is. Although there's a few that, okay, that guy always hit to the right. We're going to put a tree right there.
Do trees grow good in ponds?
In ponds?
Just checking. For I was going to
say, there are ones that grow down south in swamps. I don't know what they...
Because currently with the benches, people can specify, I want them at this park versus maybe in this specific location.
Correct. And we have worked with them over the years to, you know, on locations and that. And like I said, you know, since our last meeting that we discussed this, we've gone out and looked at the various parks and tried to pre-designate locations, spread them out more, not have quite so many. And that, so.
I think it's location. I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, I was trying to think of where that ideal spot would be too. Everybody in the village is going to want a memorial. Is going to want it in a different spot, right? So that's one thing. You know, three spots I came up with. You know, right at the end of that, the bridge that crossed over to Bellevue. I mean, I know we kind of have like. Plaque about the trees or something there.
Yeah, it was a Girl Scout donate project at one time.
Yeah.
And
you can put a little path there. It's sunny, so plants could grow there. That's what I was thinking. In Wheezy Park, there's kind of that gazebo back along a trail. You know, something could maybe be done there. And then St. Francis Park is part of Alloway, right? That's Green Bay.
It's part of Alloway, but it's a county park. What we could do is bring this back at the next meeting as well, you know, and everybody can take month to think about it or walk around and come up with a few, you know, locations and any other questions or ideas or thoughts on it, you know.
Yeah, I guess my biggest question is what the cost would be to maintain it.
Right. Yeah, and you know, if we design it accordingly, we can make it, like I said, as maintenance free or low maintenance as possible, and that. So,
and it's something that you could start out, you know, 4 foot, you know, that you could, you know, circle, you know,
right,
you can
right,
just keep, or a square that you can just keep adding onto.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, like something like this, like you said, it, depending on the shape or whatever, you start off small, you know, and you, a lot of these will have blank bricks in there, right, you know, to start off with. And then as people donate, you replace that blank with one that's...
Yeah, and then hopefully at some point it just becomes self-funded, you know, as it grows.
I can do a little bit of research as far as, you know, kind of an initial starting cost of how much bricks cost, how much, mm-hmm, you know, that initial construction type of thing. So,
what size are you going to start with? What are you thinking? 20 by 20, I can tell you what that's going to cost you. 10 grand.
Okay.
Bricks.
Oh.
Bricks.
Oh, did you just do it? Did you just do a patio?
I just did it. So.
Okay.
That give you a ballpark. Anyway,
sure. Sure.
You know, if you're talking about size wise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a good starting point to.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hook the LA Beautification Committee into maintenance if you did, you know, flowering or something.
That's not a bad idea.
You know?
All right, so we will continue discussion next month then. So the number 8 discussion, possible action, authorization to utilize ARPA funds to purchase security cameras.
Unfortunately, with this item, I need to ask to get this tabled. We need to gather some more information on this. And looking at the costs, we need to look at, you know, whether we need to bid this project out, if we can do quotes, as well as some other things. So if I could just, you know, get this item tabled, and we'll give us the month to gather more information, and we can...
Do we need a motion to table it, or we just table it based on...
Typically, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, table.
Sure.
Can't take action on an item you don't have all the details.
All information. Mm-hmm. All right, that was quick. Future agenda items, number 9. We'll bring the Memorial Gardens back next month, but anything else?
Okay. Good.
All right. Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are adjourned.
Adjourned at 6:02 p.m.